I hate to say this, but Canada's railways sure don't sound like good places to work. A friend of mine used to work for CN, and the stories he told me made me just shake my head. Now we had CP Rail's 3,000-plus train operators go on strike Tuesday night. This was the third such scenario in 6 years, so no matter how you look at it, something's not right in our railways' relationships between unions and management. Is it ingrained in their collective psyches that contract talks are always going to be confrontational, a classic case of us versus them? Are the railways' offers that unfair, or are the unions asking for too much? We don't know, because we never get the full details. We're only told that there is a problem with both sides blaming the other for the impasse. The Teamsters Union says CP's actions forced them to vote for strike action 3 times in the past 6 years, and it's up to CP to show they respect workers by changing their confrontational relationship with their employees. CP Rail says their final offers provided for significant improvement to wages, benefits, and working conditions that are consistent with agreements recently reached with other CP unions. So who do you want to believe? As for me, I always believe there are 3 sides to every story, the 3rd side being the truth somewhere in the middle. The trouble, as I said, is that we don't have all the facts, so both the railway and the union should stop wasting our time with all their blah, blah, blah in the media and just lock themselves behind closed doors until they settle things, which they did, for now, until the cycle repeats itself in a couple of years. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.